So you may be like a lot of my clients where you've dieted before, you've lost the weight, you felt great, you were able to maintain it for a while, and now you've gone back and you've tried to repeat that same approach and you're just not getting the results. So tune in to today's episode because I'm going to walk you through why your diet's not working now when it may have worked previously. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier, and now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, learning to live with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family. And all this with three kids under the age of 10. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. Hello, hello. I hope that you are doing well. I have been busy over here with a birthday party last week for my 9-year-old and dealing with car issues. So when I make my first million, I'm going to be hiring a car jockey, someone to take care of all my vehicles because, wow, I drained 2 full days just trying to deal with my vehicle and a week waiting for it to be fixed and not having a mechanic show up for that. So all that to say, I'm so grateful for the fact that my car is back and working. And big snowstorms on the way here. So I hope that you guys are well. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about why your diet's not working. So at least, at least 10 of my clients every week are people that have been referred or weight management or weight loss. And the majority of them have been on a diet before, they've lost weight, then they've come back to it and they don't understand why it's not working. So on this episode, short and sweet, I'm gonna walk you through why it doesn't work when we go back to repeat diets and what actually happens that makes our diet not work. All right, so when we look at dieting, it's one of the biggest predictors of weight gain. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. Dieting is one of the biggest predictors of weight gain. So when we diet, what happens is it actually overstimulates the reward pathways. So that means it increases the reward response to food in the brain. So even when we anticipate a food that we put off limits, let's say we're doing like a low carb, no carb intake, even when we anticipate, gee, that one cookie would taste really good, that would probably satisfy this craving that I'm having, when we go to have it, that reward response is so heightened that we can't stop at one cookie because it tasted so good. Even before we ate it in our brain, it tasted far greater than it used to taste. So that restriction changes that reward pathway in the brain. So you can see why that would make it harder to stop eating, and that's why we see more binge eating in people that are in that diet mentality or dieting. So then another thing that happens is our basal metabolic rate suppresses when we lose weight. So I talked about that a bit last week in the set point episode. So if you haven't listened to that, you can go back and listen to it. But basically, you know, they took a bunch of people and they had them in a hospital in a controlled study. They had them gain 10% weight and they had them intentionally lose 10% of their initial like set point weight, the weight that they maintained without really doing anything drastic. And in both cases, it changed the basal metabolic rate. And when they gained the weight, their body sped up the metabolism to try to help with that. And when they lost weight, the body slowed down metabolism to try to help with that. So it changes how our body is utilizing the energy. So if you look at resting metabolic rate, they did a study in with 14 of the Biggest Loser contestants, and they evaluated them after competition. So resting metabolic rate is basically the energy our body needs just to keep us alive. We're not moving or doing anything else. Those with a greater weight loss, at 6 years, experience a greater metabolic slowing. So what they saw was after 6 years, 70% of the lost weight was regained, and that resting metabolic rate was about 700 calories below where it started at baseline. So they could eat the exact same amount of food as they ate pre the weight loss competition, and they would be gaining weight because they adjusted their metabolism basically. The more weight loss, the more the body adapts by decreasing that resting metabolic rate, and the harder it is to lose more weight, and that's why we get to that plateau. It's possible to reverse that lowering of the resting metabolic rate when we eat enough. We can get that thing to balance out. So that's one reason why a diet won't work the second time you've altered your metabolism. Another reason why diets don't work when we go back to them can be lifestyle changes, right? So a diet isn't just about food, and weight loss isn't just about food. Maybe you were being more active in your job previously, and that made it easier for that weight loss to occur. But then something changed and you couldn't maintain the activity level. That will cause weight regain. One of the other big factors that I've seen, especially since the pandemic, is stress. The stress response in the body is huge. So if we're underfueling the body, treats it like stress, slows down that metabolic rate, and tries to hang on to energy. But also if we're not sleeping enough, the body treats that like stress. If we have more stress and we're not doing daily stress reduction strategies, the body again is doing its job to keep us safe, and it hangs on to the energy in order to have it to fight the lion or tiger, whatever it thinks is that stress that's coming. So, stress, sleep, activity, food, those are all things that are going to influence how our body utilizes the energy that we take in and the energy that we put out. Other reasons why we might not be able to lose weight if we live in a bigger body. What the mother eats during pregnancy impacts our weight regulation as we get older. So they did a study of 300,000 men at 19 years old and found that starvation in the first trimester for the mother resulted in higher obesity rates later in life. Okay, so we can't change what happened during our mother's pregnancy. We can't change the stress that they might have been under, which would affect our weight later in life. We can't change if their food was restricted or if they were dieting at that point. And all those things can have an impact on our health and our body's ability to regulate our weight later in life. Another thing to consider is gut bacteria. So we need gut bacteria to digest and absorb our nutrients. And it releases a lot more energy from food than our digestive enzymes. So there's different gut bacteria, but when we look at the gut bacteria of people that are obese, they take more energy from food. So we can add healthy foods to adjust our gut bacteria, but we can't always change the baseline gut bacteria. So that can change how our body regulates food as well. Okay, so that is also another explanation why two people can follow the exact same diet and have very different results, because you've got that different bacteria in your gut. And this isn't new information. There was an episode on 20 or on a CBC documentary a few years ago, I can remember at least 5 years ago, where they looked at the gut bacteria in different people. And even the people leading this study, a couple of them were obese, and they looked at how the gut bacteria and our microbiome affects our body's ability to regulate weight. And in that episode, one of the key take-home messages was one of the researchers actually had his son eat fast food for, I can't remember how long, but eat like a diet of fast food for at least a week. And then they showed how long it took for him to rebuild that gut bacteria after he damaged it by poorly eating. And it was something like 2 or 3 months, and it was an incredible amount of fruits and vegetables that he was consuming just to get his gut bacteria back to the place where he started. So we can see how we're eating affects our gut microbiome as well, right? It's not just calories in or macro balance, it's actually the good food that we're putting back in our body. So you can see there's so many different factors that have an influence on our body's ability to maintain our weight, gain weight, lose weight. So when we focus just on one adjustment and focus just on one outcome, reduction in the number on this scale, we're really doing ourselves a disservice because a lot of us are set up that our bodies want to hang on to weight for various reasons, and nothing that we can do is going to change that. And sometimes, yeah, so aging will change that weight, yo-yo dieting will change that weight. And again, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I went into set point weight theory, but basically, it's kind of like where your body is in alignment. You're not doing anything extreme exercise or food-wise, and you easily maintain a weight. And that's what would be called your set point weight. But when we change things, and over time, like after a few pregnancies, even your set point may increase. And that's not a fault of you, that's just your body adjusting. As we age, it may change as well. So if we're setting ourselves up to focus on weight loss as our ultimate goal and as our measurement of success, we're really setting ourselves up to fail because there's so many different factors that influence that. And as a health professional working with clients on a regular basis around weight management, they're referred for that by, well-meaning medical professionals. It's really a disservice if we're not considering all these other factors. So if this is you, if this feels like something that you've been experiencing, get on my Joyful Eating call. You can find the link in my bio, or I'll put it below in the show notes as well. You're not crazy. You're not alone. So many people struggle with this, but when we start to focus on health behaviors versus just weight loss, that's where we see success, right? So in a diet, if someone was dieting previously and they lost weight, often there's lots of other health behaviors that were changed as well. If we're dehydrated, that can put the body in extra stress, which again leads to that body stress response, which is to hang on to energy, right? So there's so many simple things we can do. I've been using my Healthy Habits Tracker for the last year with clients to help them focus on what they're already doing well. Because I guarantee you are already making some good choices for your health. And when we focus on that and we start to track, look, I met my water intake goal every day last week. Good for me. That's the way that we can approach the health behaviors. And that's where we're going to see change in how we feel, how our energy is, how our focus is. And will our weight change? Sometimes it will. Sometimes it will decrease. Sometimes it may increase if we start to nourish our body enough. But weight is not equal to health. So it's focusing on healthy behaviors versus just the number on the scale. There are lots of people that lose weight without focusing on healthy behaviors. And metabolically, when we look at them, they're not healthy. Their cholesterol's elevated. I had a client earlier this week who's struggling with disordered eating for quite some time, and we've been working together for quite some time. Fair enough, she had extra stress and she decided to take a break from our focus and just kind of maintain where she was at. But time and time again, when her cholesterol is drawn, her cholesterol's elevated, and then it's not a focus on weight loss to improve her cholesterol. It's actually her body breaking down its fat stores for energy is why we're seeing extra cholesterol in the blood. So we can add fiber and we can add some supplements to help with that. But until we can get that weight regulation and get the body nourished, we're probably going to continue to see that as one of the outcomes. So what we see isn't always health when we see people living in smaller bodies, or what we see isn't always unhealthy when people live in larger bodies. what your mother ate during pregnancy, the stress that your mother was under, diets that you've done before. And, you know, no one goes on a diet to harm their body, but long term, that's what starts to happen, right? So if this speaks to you, if you feel like, gee, you've done everything, your weight's not changing this time, and you can't figure out what's happening, you're not wrong. And if you want some extra help, hop on a joyful eating call. You can find the link below in the show notes. And I can get you started on that one thing to start to focus on to begin your intuitive eating journey and focus on feeling good, having more confidence, feeling happier, feeling calm at mealtimes, like all those things that just give us more happiness and more joy in life, right? So I want eating to be joyful. I don't want eating to be stressful or restrictive. And that's where I help my clients really focus on the behaviors that get us to that calm time at mealtimes and that confidence within ourselves and in our bodies. All right, that's it for today. I hope that you found this useful. If you have, feel free to share it with someone that might benefit from it as well. And until next time, I hope that you have a fantastic week, and I will speak to you soon. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy Podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? Then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.